Hello?
So my name is Mary. I'm going with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about Phoenix. Do you currently live in Phoenix or Laveen area?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And do you consider the things in Arizona are going in the right direction or a wrong direction?
I feel like they're going in the right direction.
Thank you so much. Just for statistical purposes, ma'am, may I know in what year were you born?
The year I was born?
In what year were you born?
I was born in 1983.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Asian, or another race not listed?
Oh, white.
Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Would you say poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do a little to improve, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Let's start with more parks and recreational opportunities from 1 to 5. How would you rate it?
5 was the best, right?
Yes, ma'am. And you can use any number from 1 to 5, depending on if you consider that it will do a lot to improve. It will be the highest.
I feel like. Oh gosh. I don't feel like it would help improve. Nope. So I'd say 2.
2. Thank you. And what about more good-paying jobs from 1 to 5?
5.
Thank you. The next one is more dining and entertainment options.
Yeah, we need that here. So 5.
And what about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Thank you. What about better street and road maintenance?
5.
Better public transportation options.
I feel like they can be, I'll say 4.
4, thank you. And more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Thank you so much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
I'd say the first one that you said.
Too few, okay. Would you consider there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
The first one.
Too few, okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Let's start with grocery stores and supermarkets. Would you say yes or no?
I would say no.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains? Would you say yes or no?
No.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and would you say yes strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about doctors' offices and hospitals? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
It would be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And class one restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, would you say yes or no?
Yes, and somewhat.
Okay, well, thank you so much. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavin?
Sorts of businesses. More like Costco or like mom and pop shops, like, you know, restaurants and stuff.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me record your answers. And switching gears a bit, how much of problem is for you housing affordability in Lavin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent home. Would you say that is not a big problem, a slight problem, moderate, fairly big problem, or very big problem?
It's not a problem for me.
Okay. And what about housing availability, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Would you say that it's a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Probably a light problem.
Thank you, ma'am. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing. Let's start with multifamily housing like apartments and condominiums. Would you say yes or no?
Houses, yes.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes? Would you say yes or no?
No.
What about single-family detached homes? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what about housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Phoenix, ma'am?
Like 4 years.
Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavin. You can tell me if you favor or oppose to that proposal. The first one says, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you say you favor or oppose?
I favor that.
Okay. And would you say strongly or somewhat favor?
I say strongly.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Would you say favor or oppose?
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, or triplexes? Would you say favor or oppose?
Favor.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction for more condominiums building?
What was the first part of the question?
Yep. To allow the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you say favor or oppose?
Oppose.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Favor or oppose?
Favor.
Thank you so much. And just finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. We're almost done, and thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
Bachelor's.
Thank you so much. What is your annual household income, just an estimated?
$65,000.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My first name is Liz.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for your time and your kindness helping me with this survey. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Take care, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.